This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm used to blackouts in the mainstream media. Built an entire career filling in those spaces. Yeah, just on correcting the media's lies of omission and their outright lies. In fact, if the media told the truth, I don't think there would be a talk radio industry. So I'm kind of glad they lie, I guess. And every once in a while, our side does it too, like right now. It's really hard to find out what is in the big, beautiful bill. I mean, yeah, the broad brush is sure Trump's agenda. Yeah, mm-hmm. But I mean, even just going to the sites I go to prep, sites that I love and get a lot of information for, there is a surprising absence of detail. And it's frustrating. I'll tell you what's going on. Those sites live by hits and clicks. I don't want to trash Trump. I don't want to trash the Republicans because Trump's going to have to sign the thing. So right now, it's really hard to find out what's actually going on with the big, beautiful bill. I've really struggled with it. So what are some signs? What are some signs that something is amiss? They're all over the place if you care to see them. Saw Moody's cut its ratings for our debt. They had delayed doing so for many years. So they're now the third rating agency to make the downgrade. And, you know, not the end of the world, I guess. Ray Dalio says it's actually a lot more serious. He's a hedge fund guy, but, you know, who knows? But to me, folks, this says it all. Moody's cuts ratings on major banks after downgrading U.S., Moody's ratings cut its ratings for deposits at Bank of America, JP Morgan Chase, and Wells Fargo, citing last week's downgrade of the U.S. and government's weakened ability. When they say downgrade of the U.S., they mean our debt, our treasuries, our bonds. Citing last week's downgrade of the U.S. and the government's weakened ability to support them. The lender's long-term deposit ratings were lowered by one step to AA2, Moody's third highest level. The bond grader also downgraded the senior unsecured debt ratings for some rated subsidiaries and branches of Bank of America, branch of New York Mellon Corp, cutting them from A2 to AA1. Folks, to me, this is almost a bigger deal. What is this saying? That FDIC deposit guarantee? Yeah, we're kind of sure the government could print enough money or sell enough treasuries to do it. But we're not actually completely sure. The bond market won't collapse anyway. In other words, remember TARP? Remember how the federal government would dive in and swoop in and save the financial system? Yeah, they're not real sure the federal government can do that. What's more, they're not real super sure that the federal government has the capacity left or even the ability to backstop deposits. Which is the heart of it. I mean, it's the backbone. It's the heart of the U.S. banking system. I'm not saying it should be, but it is. Government shouldn't actually be backing any of this with my money, but whatever they do, and now it's a financial measure. Folks, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. When you're watching, when you're the Republicans and you're watching this, and it has no effect on you, and you send Stephen Moore out there, what a joke this man is. Well, you know, we can outgrow this. We just keep spending and printing and spending. As in, and if we hit 3% growth, which we should be able to do, we'll be fine. He's on Fox Business saying this trash. Well, I'm sorry. What has been the average growth since 1990 again in the economy? 2%? Since 1990, it's been 2%? Okay. So we're not going to hit 3%. I hats off to Trump. I mean, if anybody can grow the economy, he can. But having that be your plan for the next 10 years, I'm just, as they downgrade deposit, a weakened ability to support them. I mean, you're just like, wow. But you know what? Think about this for a minute, okay? Just the market didn't like Trump's tariffs. Didn't like the uncertainty of whatever. And the bond market wobbled. And Trump didn't see that coming. Bill O'Reilly's right. He didn't see it coming. He's, I think, bought into a lot of the modern monetary theory, too. That, well, we just print money forever. It won't matter. Just print more and more and more. I mean, if we print some, more is always better. No, it's not. It's not always better. Now we're quietly quantitative easing. So it used to be we'd do QE. We'd put a press release out. Hey, we're doing QE, everybody. It's going to be great. Invest. We're going to boom. Now it's the thing of shame. The Treasury is doing it quietly. By the way, the Treasury does, I'm not the Treasury, I'm sorry, the Federal Reserve is doing it quietly. Jerome Powell, what does that mean? We're printing money and buying our bonds back. Why? No one wants to speak of it. Let's speak of it. There aren't enough buyers for the bonds, you morons, and you want to print and put out more. We can't sell what we got. So what's the solution there? Jerome Powell, whose job, our Federal Reserve Chairman, his number one job is to keep the morons, the corrupt morons in Congress, printing and printing and printing and printing and printing, whatever it takes, whatever lie you got to tell. Hey, no, inflation, 4%, it's transitory. It won't go up. Wow, it hit 9%. Sorry. Yeah, that guy. That guy is printing money and buying bonds right now. About $40 billion worth. Why? To cover up for the fact there aren't enough human beings on earth who want them. What is our solution? We'll make more. Okay. Can't backstop deposits. This is not going to end well, folks. And the plan is to assume that Trump will grow the economy at 3%. That's the plan. And if we have one hiccup, one financial disaster, one problem, one thing the government has to backstop, what do we learn when the bond market wobbled 2 weeks ago? What do we learn? We're going down. This is how we live now. And you're supposed to say it's normal. Do not criticize. Do not speak the truth or you'll be Chip Roy and someone's going to primary you. It's like we're the Democrats now. Don't speak the truth. Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Folks, there's a very strange situation developing. Keep your eye on it. So you know how Donald Trump promised to find the 300,000 missing and trafficked children that Joe Biden and the Democrats didn't give a damn about? Well, they knew all about the children back when it was only 80,000 missing. The New York Times reported that many of them were being brought in by the cartel. Some of them had been kidnapped in their own countries, sold for sex here, or used as slaves, or simply vanished. Nobody knows where they went. In response to that horror show, Joe Biden, or whoever operates the auto pen, decided the thing to do was not to save the children or change the policies. No, it was to cover up the evidence. So they suspended 3 months later all DNA testing at the border, ergo eliminating any evidence of who'd come in and who brought them, and the fact that the person who brought them had no relation to them. In fact, was probably a wanted cartel member. So they were free to do what they will with the children. Democrats, y'all. So anyway, Trump comes in, the team comes in, one of their priorities is to find the 300,000 kids. They ask the departing Joe Biden administration, can you give us the addresses? Where'd you dump them? We're going to go find them. The Biden administration handed them the addresses. Almost all were fake.
Joe Biden lost over 300,000 unaccompanied migrant children, and now it's up to the Trump administration to find those kids. Sadly, they're really struggling with doing just that. HSI, according to my source, has only been able to locate about 5% of the 100,000 kids that they've been looking for. Now, I reached out to DHS on this and to see if they had any matching statistics, and they kind of did confirm it, telling me that they were able to reconnect about 5,000 unaccompanied migrant children to a guardian so far. So again, that's just 5%. Now, if you're wondering why that is, well, unfortunately, the Biden administration didn't seem to care when it came to verifying who they were handing these children off to. And we know that. We've heard this before. Whistleblowers came forward to report that. So what DHS and HSI is dealing with right now is they've been given fraudulent addresses, and it's in regards to where those children were going to be sent to. When they did some digging and tried to check up on these kids, well, in a lot of cases, these addresses didn't even exist. There's no houses there. It was something simple that the Biden administration could have looked into, but they decided not to. And I'm also told by my sources that a lot of these sponsors were poorly vetted by the Biden regime. We knew what was happening for a very long time right now, and that was the Biden administration was participating in one of the biggest human trafficking scandals. It's going to be a black eye in American history, and it's very, very unfortunate, of course.
Well, Tom Homan, Trump's deportation czar, addressed that at a speech to the Republican Legal Foundation over the weekend. What about the ones they found? There aren't many. Again, most were sent to fake addresses. What about the ones they've found? Well, first he addressed the fake addresses, the list of which the Biden administration handed them.
We're showing up at parking lots, vacant homes, but we're not going to give up to everyone these kids are found.
What about the 5,000? What about the kids they're finding?
We're showing up at parking lots, vacant homes, but we're not going to give up to everyone these kids are found. So we just found one 2 days ago, an example, 14-year-old little girl living with two adult males who trafficked her. And we found her, she's pregnant from trafficking, being forced into prostitution. 14 years old. So we're taking care of her, both physically and mentally. Despite what the media says, we're not heartless. We care about these kids. I'm a father. And the reason I'm so emotional and so hard, headstrong on this issue, because I've dealt with dying children throughout my career. I've held dying children. I've held dead children. I taught the little girls as young as 9. They were raped multiple times by the criminal cartels. I'll never forget it. When you get on your knees to talk to 9-year-old little girl, everything innocent and pure is ripped from her, and she don't believe in humanity anymore because you had a bunch of animals crawling on her and taking everything pure from her. You'll never forget it. That's happening every day through this trafficking, and we're going to put an end to it. Everything we can do. So 4 years waking up pissed off. I wake up now like a kid in a candy
store. Kid in a candy store, he says. You know, it's weird, though. That's not the only story like that. Here's Sebastian Gorka, another member of the Trump administration, talking about what Representative Congressmember Dan Crenshaw told him.
Dan Crenshaw told me a story once of a 16-year-old girl who came, was smuggled across this border. The parents paid $5,000 for her to live in America, the land of milk and honey. She ended up locked in a room in New York, raped by more than a dozen men every day for 18 months until she escaped. She went to Dan Crenshaw's office, and I'm no friend of Dan Crenshaw's, okay? He's still got TDS. And that girl said to him, please close the border so another girl doesn't have to be raped by 12 strange men every day for 18 months. It's strange that Politico doesn't cover those stories. Could you tell me why?
We have covered.
No, you haven't. You have not covered those stories. I'd like to see the Jocelyn Nungare, Rachel Marin stories in comparison to the Russia collusion garbage. I mean, let's be honest here.
Let's move
on. You have an agenda.
Folks, I have a feeling stories could get big. As we begin to try to find these children, many of them we will never find. And that is by design. I think the Democrats very clearly didn't want us to do it. You know what I started wondering about? You remember the children in cages controversy? Which was, by the way, not controversial when Obama did it. The reason the children go in cages is when the illegal immigrant children come across the border with adults. We don't know if it's your dad or your, you know, cartel pimp. We have no idea. It could be either. So we have to immediately separate you. They put one child in, you know, one enclosure and put the other guy in the other enclosure. They're breaking the law. That's what happens. You go into a cell. Obama did it. It was no big deal. Trump did it. They went wild. And we all assumed they were just lying, you know, creating a new meme, lying like they do. But why were they specifically put in cages? They were put in there until the DNA test came back. That way we could determine, okay, hey, this is your daughter. You were her father. Okay. You have a right to have custody of her, you know, be with her. Or wait a minute. We just got a hit in the database. You are a known cartel member. You lied to us. You are not her father. Who is she? See the problem there? That's where they were put in cages. What did Democrats obsessively want us not to do? Don't put them in cages. Don't separate them. Let the family units go through. Family units, air quotes. Family units. Mm-hmm. In other words, the cartel pimp and whatever 6-year-old they kidnapped in Guatemala is what they meant. Was there a secondary reason, a true reason they didn't want the kids in cages? Because again, the only reason they were put there was for the take the time to, for the DNA test to come back. They had to put them somewhere. Couldn't leave them with the adults. Could be their sex abuser. Were they trying to scuttle the DNA test the whole time to keep this flow going during the Trump years when things got a little thin? And the first thing Biden does is suspend it when the public's attention is drawn to the fact these kids are coming through. When you suspend the DNA testing, what do? You're destroying the evidence, making sure no evidence is ever collected. And then what do? They institute the family policy. You come in with a family. Guess what? We don't touch you. We assume all's great, even though it's the same cartel member bringing a different family of little girls across this week. This is a huge story, folks. Huge.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready?
Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.